From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Airports across Europe are busy with takeoffs and landings today, something they're used to, but not lately. Thousands of passengers have been stranded for days across Europe by volcanic ash from Iceland. Once grounded jets are back in the skies, now that the dangers posed by the ash clouds have subsided. NPR's Rob Gifford in London says it could take weeks for flight delays to work their way through the system.
The first British Airways flight from London Heathrow to New York took off this morning, followed by other flights to all points of the globe. Heathrow is Europe's busiest airport, and the six-day paralysis has caused a logistical nightmare for tens of thousands of people. But passengers into and out of British airports are still being advised to contact their airline before leaving home. British Transport Secretary Andrew Adonis said the ban was lifted after a robust safety assessment. Hundreds of planes are also taking off from other European airports. All restrictions in Frankfurt and Munich have been lifted, and the French transport minister said air traffic through Paris was likely to be back to normal by the weekend. The chief executive of British Airways, however, said it will take weeks to get British airports back to normal levels of operation. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.
The airline industry says days of grounded flights in Europe cost airlines nearly $2 billion. There are planes and helicopters over the Gulf of Mexico today, but they're on a search and rescue mission. The U.S. Coast Guard is looking for at least 11 oil rig workers missing after an explosion and fire aboard a drilling platform off the Louisiana coastline. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty says the explosion occurred late last night.
The rig, which is 52 miles southeast of Venice on Louisiana's tip, set fire last night around 10 p.m. Most of the 126 people on the rig escaped safely. Coast Guard Chief Petty Officer Mike O'Berry said there were conflicting reports, but at least 11 people, and possibly as many as 15, were missing.
There has been injuries reported. No fatalities have been reported. And Coast Guard crews, along with civilian medical helicopters, are transporting people back to New Orleans for any necessary care.
O'Berry said seven workers have been airlifted to a naval air station near New Orleans and then taken to hospitals. Two of the seven were taken to a trauma center in Mobile, Alabama, where there is a burn unit. Five fireboats are now at the rig trying to put out the fire, but O'Berry said it's still, quote, burning pretty good. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
Later this hour, President Obama is meeting with Senate leaders. The White House sit-down is to consider a nominee for the U.S. Supreme Court. The president is expected to announce a nominee within weeks to replace Justice John Paul Stevens. He recently announced he's going to retire this summer at the age of 90. Aides say the president has begun speaking with potential nominees. This is NPR News from Washington. A well-known voice of the Olympic Games has been silenced.
The games of the 29 Olympiad in 2008 are awarded to the city of Beijing.
Juan Antonio Samaranch back in 2001 announcing China's selection to host the games in 2008. Samaranch died today at the age of 89 at a hospital in Spain. He headed the International Olympic Committee from 1980 to 2001. This is a national day of mourning in China. 1 week ago, a powerful earthquake hit the country's western region, killing more than 2,000 people. As NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports, most of those killed were ethnic Tibetans.
Officials ordered the flag to half-staff as sirens and car horns wailed in Yushu Prefecture, the site of last Wednesday's quake. Civilian and military officials, school children and rescue workers looked down in silence, surrounded by crumbled houses in the mountains of the Tibetan plateau. Similar services were held across China. In Beijing, President Hu Jintao led the 9-man Politburo Standing Committee in observing silence, and hundreds watched the flag being raised and lowered in Tiananmen Square. The government ordered sporting events and concerts canceled. State television broadcast a charity show on Tuesday night that raised $320 million in donations. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
Poland will be holding its next presidential election on June 20th. That word today from the country's parliament speaker, who's serving as acting president following the death of Lech Kaczynski in a plane crash 11 days ago. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News, in Washington.